Really?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, hello. At this time, the Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Would you state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
My name is Ralph Valencia. My DOC number is 70958.
Ready? You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency.
What was that?
I said you're appearing before the Board, the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency?
Yes.
Okay. You won't be able to see us today, but I'm going to go ahead and introduce the rest of the board members.
Okay.
All right. There is Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, Honorable Louis Quinones, and the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse. Also, we have from the Department of Corrections, Mr. Osborne. He also represents the parole office.
Okay.
Prior to the hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that, sir?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense.
Yes.
Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
What was that?
I said, did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. Try to adjust my microphone here. Okay, I need to ask you, Mr. Osborne, a question. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so firm?
That me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
All right, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and condition of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. Okay. First, I want to say, if you, at any time, if you have trouble hearing or understanding what I'm saying, sometimes these connections kind of go bad on us. But if you're having trouble, don't hesitate to speak up, and then I'll repeat what you didn't understand. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to start phase one, and what I'm going to do, there's one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation, and I need you to answer, or I'll ask you to answer either true or false to the allegation. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. The one allegation is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to return to the Penal Reentry Center by your 1300 or 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. curfew on or about October 28, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true.
Okay. Based on Mr. Valencia's admission, I move to find Mr. Valencia delinquent as he violated the terms and condition of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agree.
Okay, sir. We're moving to phase two. And the board will determine whether your committee supervision should be revoked or reinstated. But first, we will hear from the parole officer with additional information. Mr. Osborne.
Hey, excuse me, Matt.
Pardon me?
No, I was talking to somebody here.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Mr. Valencia was released from DOC custody on October 19th of 2017. He was arrested on October 30th, 2017 at PRC on a tech violation and was returned back to our custody that same day with 0 escondes with a community supervision end date of May 19th of 2018. Current conviction, 2012, robbery, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1988, burglary, second degree, 30 days. 1988, theft, 30 days. 1989, burglary, second degree, 2 years. 1989, theft 2 years. 1989, burglary second degree 5 years. 1989, aggravated assault, 5 years. 1995, aggravated assault, 10 years. 2006, aggravated domestic violence, 2 years. 2011, aggravated assault, 7 years, 6 months. He's had 5 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4-4, a mental health scare of 2, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is SCG and gang information noted that he is suspected New Mexican Mafia. Prior term to supervision, 1993, provisional release, 6 months, reverted to earned release, completed in 10 months. 2003, TIS absconder, 58 days, revoked. And 2008, TIS absconder, 6 days, arrested on new felony possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia, and revoked. He has a significant and lengthy disciplinary history with violence, theft, and drugs noted. Other arrests, 1983, robbery, AZ juvenile probation. 1983, aggravated assault, AZ juvenile probation. 1984, indecent exposure, AZ juvenile probation. 1994, aggravated assault, AZ unknown. 2006, domestic violence, AZ unknown. And 2011, aggravated assault, AZ unknown. And he has a community risk score of G6B8.
Thank you, sir. All right, I'm going to go over briefly some information about your release, sir. I see that when you were released homeless and then placed at the Penal Reentry Center, 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson, Arizona. And of course, this whole revocation came on fairly quickly, so I assume that until you violated your curfew, you were, that's where you were staying for 2 or 3 days that you were out, sir? Mr. Lynch?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, are you talking to me?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I was.
What did you say again?
Okay, it shows that when you were released, you were released homeless, but you're placed at the Penal Reentry Center.
Yes.
At 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson, Arizona. And then you stayed.
Yes.
You stayed there for the 2 or 3 days until you were violated, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, you weren't out long enough to establish employment.
No, because when I got out, I went to go get my ID. That same day when I got out, I went to go get my ID. They don't mail you the ID until 10 days after, I guess, when you get it. And then I was going to go to the Social Security office to go get my Social Security office, but you can't go get your Social Security card without your ID.
Sir.
Huh?
Hang on. In a couple of minutes after we go over this basic stuff, you'll have an opportunity to tell us everything that you want to tell us about this case, okay?
Okay.
But we have there's some formalities we have to go through here, and that's what we're trying to get by here now.
Okay.
Bottom
line, look, I ain't going to commit no crimes.
Okay,
sir.
You'll have your opportunity, okay? Please refrain until such a time as I give you the floor.
Okay.
Okay, so it was on October 23rd of 2017. You refer to the task color of the day program with the assigned color maroon, and testing results are as follows. On 10/27/2017, we're negative results. So at that time, you didn't show any instance of drug use. Of course, it was only one UA.
Yes.
But that covers, depending on what you had, sometimes being covered in a couple week period.
Yeah. So
from this, I take it, and I don't see much of the way of drug charges in your history.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and tell me what was going on with this, why you that early in your release, you wouldn't follow curfew and stuff.
Oh, because I was going to, like, some mental issues and stuff, and I told them when I was there that I wanted to see some mental people, but they said that my, my access wasn't activated, and I went to court to go try to get, like, some medication and stuff. You know, look, bottom line, look, yeah, you know what, I messed up not showing up. That's the bottom line, you know, and I don't want to, you know, like, just put it on, like, I don't know, man, I was stressed out, man, bottom line. You know, I mean, I don't know what else to say. You know, I mean, it's like, I've done a lot of time, you know, and I went out there and it was just, it was overwhelming for me, you know what I mean? And I just, I don't know, man, you know? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I got 5 more months, regardless if you guys are going to deny me or not. You know, I'm going to be out there, so, I mean, I want to be out there for Christmas, but if it ain't going to happen, I mean, so be it. But like I say, I mean, I was going through mental issues, and my access wasn't activated when I went to court. And I told my parole officer that my access wasn't activated and I needed to go see court. And you can even verify that with it. Okay. You know?
Okay.
Hello?
Right.
Are you okay still there?
Yes, yes. I was mumbling.
Huh?
I said I was mumbling.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, why, you've had 2 previous releases that you absconded on.
Yeah.
I know one was back in 03, it's been quite a few years ago, but all of a sudden there's a pattern of problems every time you go out to community supervision.
Yeah, I understand that.
Why do you have a problem with being released like this? Do I think that you work really hard to be successful?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I need to be medicated. My mental stability, I get it. But I mean, there were other times that, you know, I mean, I was like drug infested. You know, using drugs to, I guess, my stability, my mind or whatever, but, I mean, I'm telling you this much, I'm not going to go out there and commit no crimes. I know that much. I'm 47 years old, you know? I do want to get out there and get me some type of job, and I know how to work, you know?
Do you have any family here in the valley? Or down
yes,
in Tucson?
My sister's there.
In Tucson or Phoenix?
And my 4 nephews.
Okay.
And I got some cousins and stuff and whatnot, but mainly just my sister.
Is that Tucson or Phoenix? Just out of curiosity.
In Tucson.
Tucson, okay. Just curiosity. Okay.
Yeah, I got my sister in Tucson.
Okay, so what you're saying is that this is the end of your career with the Department of Corrections?
I am done. You don't got to, hey, look, if you got to put me on the egg question, then put me on the egg question, I guess. Whatever, you know, I mean, like I said, you know, 5 months is nothing. I've already put 25 years, you know, what's 5 months? This is not really for you negotiating me.
Okay, let me see if any of my fellow board members have anything. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir, if I could, I just wanted to read something from the Chronos entered on October 30th of 2017 by Parole Officer Jolie Oliver. Phone call was received from the offender's stepbrother, Keith Javier, stating he heard from his brother yesterday, but not today, and his brother had called and left the phone open when he heard his brother open the officer talking about going to the hospital, and Ralph was refusing. He wasn't sure what had happened. He was informed his brother was returned to custody due to his inability and likely to reoffend or abscond at a maximum supervision level. He stated he believed his brother was going through some mental issues and had stated that he was hearing things and could hear snakes under his bed. The offender was on meds for psych issues. However, it is unclear if he had been taking his meds or not. And Keith was informed he could come to PRC to pick up his brother's belongings. And also wanted to say, if there was a phone inside and he placed it out of the officer's view, that is also a violation for having a phone inside of the PRC, sir. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, sir, we're coming to the end of your hearing here, and we'll go into discussion for that and determine what the out, whether you're going to be out or have to stay in the other 5 months. But before we do that, we'd like to give you an opportunity to tell us anything that you haven't already told us.
Okay.
We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but go ahead and give us your final statement, sir.
Well, I mean, there's nothing I'm going to say that I haven't told you already, you know. I'm not going to go commit no other crimes and nothing like that. You know, I want to be out there, you know, to spend time for Christmas. And if it doesn't happen, then, I mean, so be it. I have to do my 5 months, you know. But all it is a way to stack taxpayers' money, you know. And like I said, I've done 25 already. If another 5 months, you think it's going to, I guess, for what I did, for not showing up on time, then I accept it. I mean, what else can I do?
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I want to be out for Christmas. If not, then that's it.
Okay. Well, we're going to go into discussion now, sir, and while we're in discussion, we'll be talking amongst ourselves, discussing your situation. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. So we just ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone. You can hear the discussion. And once we've made our determination, we will explain that all to you. Okay? You understand?
Okay.
All right. The board is now in discussion. It's actually a sad situation to see the amount of time that Mr. Valenti has been involved with the Department of Corrections and the police one way or the other. A lot of thefts, a few aggravated assaults. There's not a lot of drug charges in there, but Mr. Valencia seems to have a real problem with the truth in sentencing release, twice an absconder, and then this time with these violations, and early on in his supervision, so he might have absconded in a few days, we don't know that. But with everything that's here, I am inclined to not want to send Mr. Valencia back out of community supervision. Rather, he spend the next few months trying to make arrangements so that his mental health can be dealt with when he's out. Take any programming that might help him, those sort of things, and make a plan so they really can succeed in his decision not to populate our prisons anymore. But I'm just one voting member. I'd like to hear any comments from my fellow board members if they have any.
Great.
With that, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Valencia and find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and condition of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree. Okay, sir. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. But you, as you know, you will be released on or about, mine says May 19th, I'm not sure what you said the 13th, but anyway, on or about May 19th, 2018, 5 months away. While you're still in there, see if you can get some...
Yeah, okay, we're done.
Pardon me?
All right, bye.
Well, this hearing is ended.